Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Off we go. Second consecutive night for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I'm excited about the consistency here this week. We stream at ESPN975.com, 713-780-3776. What is this I heard Fred is pissing off soccer fans? Well, I didn't get it. What happened? Did I miss something? Do I have some cleanup to do here?
I think we got a lot of...
AJ was telling me.
We got to get back in the good graces of La Liga MX fans because he was talking about the Mexican League.
Why? What did he do to piss off Liga MX fans?
I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'll ask Jong, but something was said about Liga MX.
Oh, well, the Liga MX, everybody knows I love Liga MX. By the way, Tigres and Chivas in town. Saw some of the Chivas fans. Apparently, that's close to a sellout down at BBVA Compass Stadium. So, once again, there's the competition for Major League Soccer. Tigres coming into town. Podcastarena.com. That's where you get the podcasts of this show. 713-780-3776. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters. And by the way, Victor Arise is getting us on Facebook Live right now. 85 days to the big show on Earth in Russia. The 2018 FIFA World Cup. And last night I put the question out there. Who are you pulling for in the World Cup and why? And by the way, if you're a U.S. fan, are you completely dropping out, putting the ball in your closet and... going to watch curling during the World Cup this summer? Or what's going to happen if you're a U.S. fan? Do you have to pull for a team in a World Cup? Do you have to have a team to make it interesting? 713-780-3776. I might even reveal who my team is tonight. 713-780-3776. By the way, if anybody can call in and tell me right now what my team is outside of the U.S. in the World Cup, well, I don't have Dynamo tickets tonight. I have Dash. I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash. 4 o'clock on Sunday, their opening game under their new Dutch coach, Vera Pauw. You can get tickets at houston-soccer.com. Tonight we'll have in studio one Savannah Jordan. Played her college soccer at Florida. She was a Gator. Year 2, good bet she could be in the starting lineup on Sunday for the Houston Dash. Tomas Martinez. He will be in studio here tonight. The Dynamo midfielder, the number 10 that they bought, kind of made Alex expendable, who's now playing in Asia. He is the playmaker for the Houston Dynamo. He'll be in studio tonight. One of the things I want to ask him is the difference in playing in Argentina and Portugal to Major League Soccer. So we're also going to ask him what happened in the second half against D.C. because that was not pretty. That was a tough game to call. Wilmer Cabrera even saying it was a very poor second half. So the Dynamo have some time off. They'll come back on the 31st against the New England Revolution and try to get things right again at home. So 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in. Again, my question, who are you pulling for in the World Cup and why? Casual fan, will you watch the World Cup? Let's go to Vincent. Vincent, what's on your mind tonight? You started off.
Hey, Glenn, how are you today?
Very good, Vincent. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I was just calling because I think as a U.S. fan and U.S. soccer, we should root for Mexico because the U.S. president said that he wants to increase revenue. And with Mexico's success equals U.S. soccer revenue.
Well,
the partnership that they have.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what we should be. So you're going all business on me. So we're gonna pull for Mexico, not because we like their style of soccer, but We're going to pull for Mexico because from a business standpoint, it's better for us. What about all those U.S. fans who can't stand Mexico and Mexico who can't stand the U.S. when it comes to a sporting spirit? You know, I mean, that's a great rivalry. Great rivalries aren't built on holding hands. It's because you have a genuine dislike for somebody, maybe.
Yeah, I can understand that, right? I can understand that, but
well, you know
what? Soccer to grow, it needs money, right?
Oh man,
that's what the guy said, right? That's what that was his platform to the Players Association. He says we need to secure more revenue, right?
Boy, I'm glad every decision has to be made because of revenue, you know.
I mean, look, I understand, but like
Vincent, you start the show off with doom and gloom here.
No, it's not doom and gloom. It's reality, man.
Okay,
so Vincent,
your message to everyone listening to this show is tonight, you better vote for Mexico in the World Cup and support Mexico because it's better for U.S. soccer.
To make money, right. I want to see.
How is the U.S. making money off? How is the U.S. making? Hold on. How is the U.S. making money off Mexican success in the World Cup? They're making money because they have a relationship with some and play a ton of games here in the United States, which they would have done whether the U.S. was in it or not. Yeah, but I mean, those games go on whether the U.S. is in the World Cup or not. Mexico's home when it comes to playing soccer matches is not their own country. It's the United States, effectively, except for big qualifiers, which they then stick in Azteca Stadium.
U.S. soccer makes money off the television deal that Mexico has in the United States.
Okay.
Because that's what Mexico agrees to them to negotiate for them, right?
Right. Soccer United.
So that's what some. Yes.
Okay.
And that percentage of money goes to U.S. soccer. There's a partnership there.
Yeah, but that money was coming in anyway. I mean, Mexico is going to draw people watching games and draw ratings on television in the United States, whether or not the U.S. go.
Yeah, but money.
Oh, you're saying all of us should watch Mexico and boost the TV ratings. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll do that. Let me put that out to everybody, Vincent. I thank you for starting it off tonight. Good to hear your voice. Let's go on to Gus. Gus, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up, Glenn?
How you doing, Gus?
I'm pulling for basically all the African teams because the U.S. is out, so I'm just pulling for all the African teams.
Tunisia, Senegal, right? Let's see, I'm missing, who am I missing, Nigeria? Yep, I'm missing Nigeria as well. Egypt, Morocco. Okay, so you're pulling for the African team.
Yeah, I'm mainly going for Morocco and Senegal. You know, I'm a big fan of Sadio Mane.
Yeah, that's a good guy to support. So in some ways, you're also supporting a singular player on a national team. What about Mo Salah in Egypt?
Mo Salah in Egypt? Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah.
Not bad.
Totally forgot about them, but yeah, he's good.
Yeah, not bad. So we got Egypt, Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. In Group A, you've got Nigeria with Croatia, Iceland, and Argentina. Group D, that's a nice group right there. You have got Senegal.
Yeah, another tough matchup.
How about this group? Group H, Poland, Lewandowski, and Poland with Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. Boy, that's a group that's up for grabs.
Yeah.
There's no telling who ends up 1 and 2 in that group. Tunisia's with Panama, Belgium, and England. Good luck, Panama, and Adolfo Machado with the Houston Dynamo. You will need it. And what else we got? So there we go. Good. I like that call. If you had to pick one out of all of them, it's who? Morocco or Senegal?
I'd say Senegal.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Gus. 713-780-3776. Question of the night. Who are you pulling for in the World Cup and why? And you know what? If there's a casual fan that's in the car right now and you're listening to this show, I would love for you to call in and tell me, are you going to watch the World Cup this summer? Because, look, it's going to dominate about 4 or 5 weeks. People that don't want to talk about soccer have to talk about soccer because of the amount of people it affects. We're going to be doing it, and I can't break all the plans out here, but there's going to be some great stuff with Soccer Matters around town, our station when it comes to covering the game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we got Savannah Jordan of the Houston Dash coming on tonight. Hey, Dash fans, are you out there? I mean, every once in a while I get some emails. You want me to talk the women's game? Well, I'm bringing one of your star players in studio here. So I'm trying to beat you guys out of the bushes here. And you got a women's team in town. And Dynamo fan, where are you? What's your thoughts on the Dynamo at D.C.? I mean, sometimes people tell me that was a pretty good game for the Dynamo, and I almost fell over. I go, seriously? Where are our standards? You got to set the bar higher, everybody out there. We all do. The Dynamo need that kind of healthy pressure, both on and off the field. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing tonight?
I am very good. I'm excited, happy. I got Dash tickets to give out. We got Tigres and Chivas coming to town. We got Dynamo coming up against New England down the road. We got the World Cup in 85 days. What's not to be happy about, baby?
Well, the U.S. isn't in, so that's one thing I'm not too excited about.
You know what? I'm over it. I'm over it.
Are you?
I'm not. Listen, life's too short. I'm over it. You know what? You know how I look at that now? I look at that in a very positive vein that Dave Sarakin has a roster of young guys, 15 or affiliated with foreign teams. There's a tremendous amount of talent at the under 17 and under 20 level. I'm hoping the new president is going to make strides to improve things from a player development perspective. I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be the GM. That's going to be very telling for the national teams, and then I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be the manager, and that decision won't be made till after the World Cup is over. So I'm going positive because without the U.S. failing to qualify, you don't have this amazing opportunity now to begin to blood some youth. And frankly, I don't want to see a lot of the guys that were in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to see young people given an opportunity. I want people to not be in fear about playing younger players and getting them the necessary opportunity and experience to build the national team for the future, because I think they can strengthen and deepen the pool in a very, very big way. All right, that's enough from my soapbox. Let me get down.
So I'm just finding out. I'm a casual fan, I'll be honest. I try to get into soccer as much as I can, and when the World Cup's comes around, I usually get really excited to see our squad go out there. But with them not there, I'm not a big enough fan to know who to be rooting for. I don't follow enough storylines with the overseas teams and stuff like that. You tell me who.
I'll give you a couple of real basic storylines that you'll hear from everybody that are great storylines. So, you got a guy for Argentina named Lionel Messi who plays for Barcelona. He's considered by many the greatest player ever in the history of the game, but they don't think that can be solidified unless he wins a World Cup. So you got him leading Argentina. Tremendous storyline. You got Cristiano Ronaldo, who the ladies love, and he can also play the game a bit with Real Madrid, who is a member of Portugal, who are the European champions right now. So you got him. You got Neymar fighting time with an injury, trying to come back with a explosively talented Brazil team top to bottom that has returned to the upper hierarchy in the game now. You will have a number of great small country stories that will commit upsets. Iceland, who has revamped the soccer program in their country, that's pretty much engaged the entire country. So you have nationalism at its best. You have entire countries gripped by this. And you have the largest sporting event on the planet. Nothing else compares to it. Don't even call in and tell me the Super Bowl's as big as the World Cup, because the numbers dwarf the Super Bowl. Okay? So there you have it. I mean, there's a lot of storylines. We'll be getting into them as we get closer, but they're star players from all over the world. You know, Russia's the host country. There's a bit of mystery around that. France has got a tremendous young, youthful team. Spain is historically just amazing, chock full of talent. You've got a number of African countries involved. You got countries like, you know, Uruguay that can surprise people. You got countries like Denmark. You got Germany, which is an absolute machine, or the defending champions could probably field two teams. So there's a ton of stuff. And you'll have access to the storylines. And it's like anything else. If you do a little reading on it and you get up on it and then you go and watch the games, or you look for a specific player or a way a team plays, or, you know, whatever the story is around the team and the storylines, it becomes more interesting. So give it a try.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to follow the Messi storyline. I think that's what I'm going to hold on to, because I do love me some Messi, and I do want to see him get one. I think this may be his last opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that's a great one to follow. And quite frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing that happen. I don't think there's any question Argentina is a good team going forward defensively. And the other thing that's interesting about this, it's a short tournament format. It's quick, right? It's 4 or 5 weeks. It only comes around every 4 years. So new stars are born. Upsets will occur. The drama, the passion is off the frigging charts. The drama and passion is off the charts. So that's, I think, what we love about it. It's not something that, you know, sometimes, you know, NBA titles won and then all of a sudden you're there again. It's like, dang, I just thought somebody won it, you know, last week. You have to wait on this, and patience is a part of the World Cup and being patient. And that's what I absolutely love about it. There's so much history, too, and history will be made. And it's not about volume. It's about patience every four years, and players playing their entire seasons right now. There's guys playing in leagues all over the world, praying at night not to get injured so that they miss the World Cup. Anyway, that's me.
Well, I appreciate it. I love your show, man. I'll let you get to it, but I'll try to call back soon when it starts, and I'll be the casual Chris who's following Messi.
You know what, Chris? That's cool, and I like that. And I always want the casual fan in here, because sometimes the casual fan teaches me a lot, because the casual fan takes me from their sport and relates something that's very relevant. So don't be a stranger, and casual fans out there, follow Chris's lead. Don't be afraid. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, you too, man. Have a good night.
All right. So, casual Chris, I like that. That's pretty good. You do learn from, you know, sometimes us in the world of soccer, you know, we get a little bit closed-minded. It's important to open the mind up. And you can learn from other sports as well. Hey, with the World Cup rapidly approaching, since we're talking about it, you got to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go. Get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS will come out, get you a quote, and on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. So if you just heard casual Chris, you do not want to be watching this World Cup in anything less than crystal vision. I want to see the beads of sweat on the forehead of Lionel Messi as he's trying to win a World Cup for Argentina. THS will come out, get you a quote, on your way to home theater installation. And again, 4K video technology. Tap into 20 years of THS experience. They can do it all. Home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. New home theater for the World Cup in Russia or favorite sporting events? I think so. Call Jesse, 281-506-7822, or email jesse@ths3inc.com. jesse@ths3inc.com. And he will get you set up. Okay, we have a very important event. A great friend of our soccer community here in Houston is Tom Clare, the noted author. Wrote a beautiful book called Forever a Babe, which is all about growing up outside Manchester United. Unfortunately, Tom is battling cancer, and he is just a gem of a man. He's organized a supporters group for Manchester United called the Houston Red Army here in Houston. He has organized a banquet for pediatric cancer where he brought over Norman Whiteside, a former player, last year. He's doing it again this year, and it's tied in with Soccer Matters and pediatric cancer research and fundraising. So we're having a and it's this was an idea of a gentleman named Kareem Harvey. And it is a small-sided soccer tournament. And here's Kareem to talk a little bit about it, because we We want you to consider putting a team into this. It's limited. There's very cool T-shirts involved with this, but all the funds will go to help defray some of the medical costs of the great Tom Clare, our great friend. So here's Kareem. Now, coming up April 14th, it's called the Tourney for Tom, and this is a wonderful event, again, showing our community spirit. Tom Clare, of course, is the noted historian, author of Manchester United, the Houston Red Army. He has spearheaded this supporters group for Manchester United here locally. One of those members has come up with a wonderful idea as Tom continues to battle cancer. His name, Kareem Harvey. He joins me now. Kareem, thank you very much for coming on the show.
All right, thanks for having me, Glenn.
Well, listen, just I want to let you, you're the man who's really come up with this wonderful idea. We're supporting you. Just tell us about the event, the Tourney for Tom, what it is, and how we're going to raise some funds for Tom Clare.
Well, basically it came out of a quick idea. We heard the horrible news last year, and then, you know, we went through Harvey and all that other stuff, so it's been pushed back a lot, but now that things have slowed down, we decided to pull the trigger on it. Got together with the great people at Sports Creek. Daniel, the guy who runs and owns the place over there, was nice enough to donate some of the time for the fields on April 14th. We're going to do it from 3 to 7, so that's a four-hour slot. Eight teams, single elimination, and basically $200 per team, 10-man team. So basically $20 a head. Really easy for people to get in. But again, you know, spaces are limited.
Yeah, we're going to have a limit of teams there. I'm going to try to put together a media team, or I will put together a media team. Supporters groups in Houston, we all know Tom. He is a big part of our community. Let's get out there and let's fill these teams up. 10-man teams, $20 a head. Come on, anybody can afford that. What else is linked into this? Because I know you have other things going on.
Yeah, so kind of wanted to make this a real quick blast. On Facebook, I have an event put together. I'll be sure to share that with you, and we'll get it out on all of our friends' social media sites. But on the Facebook page, there's a link to Custom Ink website, and that Custom Ink website gets you a custom shirt for this inaugural event. And the way I want to set it up is this first time, you know, we helped Tom because he had to actually move. He's moved closer to family while dealing with this ridiculous ailment that we call cancer. And with all that happening, he's seeming to progressively get better, which is great. And what I'd want to do is turn it into kind of like a scholarship deal and have Tom or a member of his family hand out the money and turn this into an annual thing. But this first get-together is going to be all about Tom, because he's done so much for the soccer community here in Houston, and, you know, I feel passionate about the guy to get these groups together and help him raise some money.
Kareem, this is wonderful stuff. Again, it's April 14th. It's the Tourney for Tom. Where can people sign up? Where should they go?
Okay. The first place you go to, just go ahead and, especially teams, email me. My email is kjharvey. That's Kareem Jamal, but just kjharvey.consulting@gmail.com. Those are for interested parties where it comes to for signing up for the teams. And then I don't have the link in front of me, but I will definitely put out the Facebook link, which will link everybody to not only the T-shirt site, but also a You Caring website that we have set up to raise money as well.
I think I have it. Is this it? www.youcaring.com/TomClare-109-8886?
That's correct. Yes, I sent a few things to you. That's correct.
That's it. So we're going to continue to promote this. We'll get stuff up at Soccer Matters Facebook. We'll continue to do this here on the show as well up until the event. Kareem, you're a great man for putting it together. Now, let's get out there and put some teams in there. So, Houston, you're listening. You heard what Kareem's doing. Let's get behind this event. Kareem, thank you so much for coming on.
And thank you for your time and support, Glenn, as always.
Kareem is the best. Thank you, Kareem. That's great stuff. We'll take a break right now. Hey, the Irish Pub with the Irish Feel, Gorgeous Gale and West University. Hey, soccer fans, head over to the Gorgeous Gale. Say hello to Peter. It's 5555 Morningside Drive. Catch all the best football matches in there. Stop in for a pint and a bite.
great whiskey offerings as well, and great pub food. TheGorgeousGale.com. Our thanks to Kareem Harvey. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Suarez, Lionel Messi takes the touch. Lionel Messi accelerates it for a second time tonight. Nutmeg Thibaut Courtois. And the faint flicker of a Chelsea comeback is snuffed out by the King.
Soccer fans, a real soccer pub in Edo, the King's Court, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen at the King's Court. They show the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo, Houston Dash, and more. King's Court, 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. Recommend the butter chicken or curry. Get over to King's Court. Amazing rooftop deck sitting in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Get in there, say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. One thing I love on this show is having in-studio guests. Tonight we have two of them, Tomas Martinez of the Houston Dynamo and Savannah Jordan of the Houston Dash ahead of their opening game on Sunday. So I'm in a particularly good mood because I like looking at people when I talk to them, and I think the interviews are always better. So, Tomas, bienvenidos.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you very much.
And tell Good Tomas, afternoon. We got Hector Castletort here doing the translation. By the way, that'll be my extent of my Spanish here tonight.
Thank you.
So first question to Tomas, just off the D.C. game, and I want to get right into the D.C. game and get pretty serious. Where'd it go wrong in the second half?
Dice que no quiere entrar seriamente sobre el partido de D.C., pero ¿qué crees que fue lo que le faltó al equipo en el segundo tiempo?
Bueno, creo que el partido de DC fue un poco raro. Nunca nos sentimos cómodos en el partido. Creo que veníamos a hacer dos muy buenos partidos, tanto como en Vancouver como contra Atlanta. Y creo que el último partido no nos sentimos cómodos en ningún momento del partido. Pero sí encontramos los dos goles y después el segundo tiempo no supimos mantener ni el resultado ni el balón, y bueno, todo lo que pasó, bueno, después el gol de al último minuto de ellos, que también fue un golpe duro para nosotros, pero creo que también fue el peor partido de nosotros en la temporada.
I think it was a rare game. The coming off from Atlanta and Vancouver, we felt comfortable on the pitch. We were able to do two really good games. But in this game, we scored two goals, and then we just couldn't hold on to that lead. We just couldn't hold on, and to top that off, we got a last minute goal from them, and that was difficult for us.
What was it that prevented them from holding the lead? Was it a lack of possession? Was it decision making? Take me a little deeper into the reasons why. You couldn't hold a 2-0 lead on the road.
¿Por qué crees que no se pudo mantener esa ventaja de 2-0? ¿Fue falta de que ustedes no pudieron, el equipo no se pudo, tú pudo tener la posesión, no crearon las oportunidades necesarias? ¿Cuál crees que fue esa razón de que el equipo no pudo mantener la ventaja de 2-0?
Sí, creo que más que nada siempre el partido posicional, el que lo gana, tiene muchas chances de poder ganar el partido después en general. Contra Vancouver había sido todo lo contrario, nosotros habíamos ganado el partido posicional, habíamos generado muchas chances, habíamos jugado bien. Después de una contra de ellos nos meten el 2-1 y se meten todos atrás, pero creo que el partido del otro día, creo que nosotros en ningún momento pudimos ganarle el medio campo a DC y por eso es que después no pudimos aguantar el resultado.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to win the possession game. Against Vancouver, it kind of happened to us where we won the possession, but they score on a counter and then they just set back. So that's what happened against Vancouver, and against DC, we just couldn't find the ball.
Yeah, simple enough. And because the first two games, look, even though the Dynamo went down to Vancouver, the team looked good in that game. The protagonists. Tomas Martinez joining us here in studio, ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Has Tomas felt comfortable with MLS now and his teammates? Does he feel comfortable since he got a preseason?
Ya que has hecho una pretemporada, ¿te sientes más cómodo en la MLS como te sentías antes? ¿Te sientes más cómodo con tus compañeros? ¿Cómo te encuentras en ese aspecto?
Sí, la verdad que se hizo una gran pretemporada, más que nada también en lo grupal. Creo que se han hecho grandes cosas. Ya me siento mucho más cómodo también con la ciudad. Me siento mucho más cómodo que el año pasado. Creo que fue un cambio grande para mí en mitad de temporada. Y creo que este año todavía no pude demostrar ni me estabilicé en este torneo. Ya fueron recién dos partidos que los que he jugado yo, pero creo que tengo mucho más para dar y que me siento mucho más cómodo y que sé que lo voy a poder lograr.
Yeah, it was a great preseason from a group standpoint. We performed really well. And last year, you know, right now I feel more comfortable with the city. I feel more comfortable with everything surrounding me. Last year I came halfway through the season. It was a big change. And now I feel that even though it has been two games, I know I can still give a lot. There's a lot more for me to give out, but I'm feeling comfortable.
So I look at Tomas and I remember teammates I had that you knew they had the ball. They knew that they need to have the ball to thrive and feel like they've contributed. And I guess the question to Tomas is, in order for him to feel satisfied in the game, he needs to get a lot of the ball, correct?
Dice que te ve y le recuerdas mucho a compañeros que él tuvo que necesitaban el balón para sentirse cómodos, que necesitaban tener ese, el balón para poderse sentir que estaban haciendo algo de provecho. Para ti, ¿tú tienes esa misma necesidad de siempre tener el balón para sentirte que estás haciendo algo bien?
Sí. Bueno, yo creo que eso puede ser un pro y una contra. A veces es bueno también para el equipo que siempre esté buscando la pelota, pero a veces también cuando me llega tengo un poco de ansiedad por tal vez no haber tocado la pelota por unos ciertos minutos y creo que eso es una contra que bueno, siempre uno como jugador va mejorando, va creciendo. También soy joven y tengo que aprender esas cosas y para ser también más importante para el equipo, para lo grupal, que es lo más importante.
Yes, however, it has its pros and its cons. I do feel that need, and it's good because it helps the team. It helps the team in a way that I'm always looking for the ball. I'm always getting the ball. However, the con of it is that sometimes if I don't have the ball, I just get too anxious and too desperate to try to win it. However it is, so it's something that you need to find a balance. I'm still young, and I need to learn from that.
Tell him I thoroughly enjoyed when he held the ball up in the penalty area that led to the Albert Feliz goal against Vancouver, that it was a special moment, the way that he drew defenders on that play.
Dice que le gustó mucho la manera en que diste ese pase a gol con Albert, la manera en la que hiciste que los defensas se acercaran a ti para que se pudiera abrir el espacio, que fue algo que disfrutó mucho.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias. La verdad que fue importante ese gol para nosotros. Pero después, creo que ese partido estábamos jugando muy bien. Después viene la contra y perdemos ese partido, que fue un duro golpe para nosotros por la manera en que estábamos jugando. Creo que ellos solamente habían llegado en la chance del penal en todo el primer tiempo y creo que el segundo tiempo también. Creo que creamos como 22 ocasiones y solo pudimos hacer un gol.
Thank you very much for that. And that goal was really important for us because it helped us breathe a little. But it was a tough loss because they only had a couple of chances and they were able to finish on those. However, we had over 20 chances and we weren't able to finish.
Yeah, it was a dominant night for the Dynamo. Good game for Tomas Martinez. By the way, HoustonDynamo.com, they'll take on New England on the 31st. Get out and see a very talented player like Tomas Martinez. He's played in the Argentine First Division. He has played in Portugal, which leads me into my next question. Can he tell me the differences between one, playing in Argentina, two, Portugal, three, MLS?
¿Puedes hablar un poco sobre las diferencias entre la Liga Argentina, la Portuguesa y la MLS?
Bueno, la Liga Argentina, creo que el campo de juego, muchos estadios son un poco más chicos, entonces hay un poco más de fricción. se juega con una gran capacidad de choque, de fuerza, de estar siempre en contacto con el rival. La liga portuguesa yo creo que es muchísimo más táctica, es un poco tal vez más lenta y es un poco táctica técnica un poco más que la argentina, y creo que la MLS es diferente, son tres ligas totalmente diferentes. La MLS es un juego mucho más rápido, es parecida a lo que yo veo por televisión de la liga inglesa. Es mucho ataque, contraataque, juego rápido y con jugadores muy rápidos, como bueno, nosotros tenemos a Albert, a Rommel, jugadores con muchísima velocidad, y se juega mucho a tres o cuatro toques y llegar a la área rival.
Yeah, I mean, but each league is completely different. The Argentinian league, I feel that sometimes the field may be a little bit smaller, so that makes that you're more compacted, that you're colliding more with your opponent. There's a little bit more of contact in there. Then for the Portugal league, I feel that it's a little bit more tactical than the Argentinian. It's also a little bit slower than the Argentinian. And for MLS, I just feel it's different. I feel that it's fast. It kind of reminds me to what I see on TV when I watch EPL games. It's always all about attacking, the counter attack, always going forward fast with fast players. Like for example, for us, we have Romel Kyoto, we have Albert Ellis, and it's always about four or three touches and then score.
Has that been a hard adjustment? And by the way, we're talking to Tomas Martinez of the Houston Dynamo here in studio tonight on Soccer Matters. Has that been difficult for him to adjust to the speed and maybe the quicker buildup that's required from the Houston Dynamo as opposed to maybe a more methodical buildup in Argentina?
Se te ha sido difícil ajustarte a lo rápido que es esta liga y sobre todo el tipo de juego que tiene el Dynamo, que es tan rápido, no tan metódico como en otros equipos.
Bueno, por un lado sí, por el otro no. Primero, la verdad que el grupo me ha hecho adaptar muy rápido, tanto los compañeros como el cuerpo técnico. Wilmer también me ha ayudado mucho en la adaptación. Creo que está muy encima de todos nosotros y tratamos siempre de escucharlo, de aprender de él. Y también, nada, creo que en un sentido no, porque también la pausa en algunos equipos también es muy importante y bueno, tal vez traté de darle eso al equipo, que creo que fue bueno y ayudó para poder llegar hasta las finales del año pasado.
Yes and no. I think it was the adjustment for me was good. The team helped me adjust pretty quick. Wilmer helped me adjust pretty quick to the way they play. But at the same time, I feel that I was able to help the team have a pause on the way we were playing, get that pause. And I think that's kind of what propelled us or helped us get to the final instances where we were last year.
Hector Casteltort is doing the translation here. We're with Tomas Martinez. Very, very talented young midfield player wearing the number 10 for the Houston Dynamo. Does he miss the passion, though, and the attention and maybe the healthy pressure of playing in Argentina and Portugal? Because we know that's not here in Houston right now.
¿Extrañas un poco esa presión, esa pasión que había por los aficionados, esa presión que tenías de la gente que en Argentina o Portugal? Porque desafortunadamente en Houston y en MLS todavía no se llega a ese punto. ¿Lo extrañas?
Yo creo que sí, más que nada el fútbol argentino es totalmente una cosa diferente a lo que yo he podido vivir en diferentes partes del mundo. Creo que en el fútbol argentino se vive ya desde cuando sos niño otro tipo de presión, otro tipo de ambiente en el fútbol, y creo que bueno, siempre, aparte de estar en casa, el fútbol argentino, bueno, es lo que nací, lo que siempre se extraña un poco eso, pero creo que voy aprendiendo muchísimo de las ligas. Creo que bueno, que me gusta mucho la MLS y me voy tratando de adaptar cada día a esto.
Yeah, because growing up in Argentina, it was completely different. Since you're a little kid, you have that pressure. You grew up in that environment, and that's where I was born. But at the same time, like, I'm learning about MLS, and I'm enjoying being here.
Ask him if this is the easiest interview he's ever done.
¿Es de las entrevistas más fáciles que has hecho?
Sí, sí, porque yo creo que se habla de fútbol, entonces siempre es lindo poder hablar de fútbol y en un buen ambiente, así que lo trato de disfrutar.
Yeah, because we're actually talking about soccer, and I like when we're able to have these conversations in a nice environment.
Tell him I'm not going to ask him about his personal life.
Que no te va a preguntar nada de tu vida personal.
No, está bien.
So Argentina in the World Cup, we're with Tomás Martínez, he's Argentine. In Houston, if you're a casual sports fan right now, this guy is an incredibly talented player, tremendous on the ball, very gifted, very smooth. He's a guy you want to get out to see at BBVA Compass Stadium, Dynamo Tigán, New England, on the 31st. So how about his thoughts about Argentina? Does he agree with people that say that Argentina defensively has problems heading into the World Cup?
¿Cómo te sientes sobre Argentina en el Mundial? ¿Y tú estás de acuerdo con esas personas que dicen que Argentina tiene problemas en la defensa de cara a Rusia?
Yo creo primero que Argentina siempre es candidato porque lo tiene a Messi. Creo que es el mejor de todos los tiempos, que no hay nadie que se le acerque porque ha estado en el mismo nivel durante muchísimos años y creo que juega a otra cosa, juega a otro deporte, él ve todo. Y si él está bien, yo creo que va a ser determinante en el Mundial. Después pueden pasar cosas como la suerte, como pasó en la final de Alemania, que no entran las pelotas o al arco rival o cosas de esas, pero yo creo que si Messi está bien y el equipo lo acompaña, Argentina tiene muchas posibilidades de ganar el Mundial.
Argentina is always a candidate to win it because they have Messi, who's probably one of the best players of all time. He has been at the same level for many years, and he plays something else. He's able to watch the field. He's able to make the moves. He knows what to do. So I think that if Argentina goes along with Messi really well, they're going to be able to make it far. However, there's always things like luck, like against Germany at the final of last year, you know, the ball just couldn't go in. But if Messi's healthy and Messi's good, I think Argentina has a pretty good chance.
By the way, Argentina in Group D with Iceland, Croatia, I believe it is, and Nigeria. Tell him this is, and this may be a difficult question, but is he a Messi guy or a Maradona guy?
Messi or Maradona?
No, Messi.
Yeah,
Messi.
Bravo.
Messi.
Tell him that's why I want Argentina to win the World Cup, because I want Messi to complete it.
Quiere que Messi, él quiere que Argentina gane porque quiere ver a Messi completando y llegando a ese nivel.
Yo creo que lo único que le falta para también sacarse un poco lo social, la presión social que él tiene en Argentina de que lo comparen tanto con Maradona y no poder hacer nada porque Maradona tiene un mundial y él no. Pero yo creo que después, a nivel personal, ha ganado todo y creo que es muchísimo más completo. También porque se mantuvo muchísimos años, que es lo más difícil, mantenerse.
I think that winning the World Cup is the only thing that he needs so that he can take that social pressure that he has of always being compared to Maradona. Because at the end, like, he has won everything, but the one thing that Maradona did win. And I think that it's going to be really good if he gets to win it so he can get that out of the way.
Tell Tomás, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck against New England. And he's our Argentine expert here on the show. So when the World Cup gets closer, we'd love to have him come back in. We'll talk more about his career, the Dynamo, and Argentina in the World Cup.
Que te agradece mucho que hayas podido venir, que te desea mucha suerte del partido contra Nueva Inglaterra y que eres el experto sobre Argentina y que cuando se acerque más el Mundial le encantaría que volvieras a venir para poder hablar sobre el Dynamo, tu carrera y Argentina.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias. La verdad que me hacen sentir muy cómodo acá y la verdad que siempre es bueno hablar de fútbol.
Thank you very much. I feel really comfortable when I come around, and it's always good when you get to talk about soccer.
He's the number 10 for the Houston Dynamo. He's Tomás Martínez. I'm telling you, keep an eye on him here in Houston. The man is a tremendous player. And here in year two in Major League Soccer, you go down to BBVA Compass Stadium, you're going to see him produce some magic with the ball at his feet. We'll take a quick break here. We got more to come here. I do have a quick word here for Bud Light before we go to commercial break. And I'm just going to remind you a couple things about Bud Light. And we're taking Aerosmith to commercial break. That's Tomas Martinez. We thank him very much for coming in studio here today. And again, we wish him and the Dynamo the best of luck against the New England Revolution on the 31st. Okay, I promise you, around the corner, Houston Dash, Savannah Jordan is coming up next. Stay with us. We'll take a Bud Light break.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Quick word here again for Kings Court. Soccer fans, a real soccer pub in Edo is Kings Court, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen, Kings Court showing Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga, Dynamo, and Dash. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits. By the way, if you're going to the Dash game on Sunday at 4, perfect place to go is the Kings Court ahead of time. Very soccer-oriented bar. It's within walking distance of the stadium. There's an incredible deck up there. So if you're a Dash fan, get over there before the Dash match at 4 o'clock. They'll take on the Chicago Red Stars on Sunday. So that's the place to be. Say hello to Jay, KingsCourtTX.com. Get over to the Kings Court this Sunday prior to the Dash Chicago Red Stars. And again, that game is at 4 o'clock. I'm going to give some tickets away on this next commercial break, so be ready. Number to call, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. 3776, but not yet. DJ Sun, my good friend, he's in the flat, Montrose area. The flat is the home of the best local, national, international DJs. Great vibe there. Combine that with the best frozen mojito in Houston. Perfect setup. FlatHouston.com. FlatHouston.com. So that Tomas Martinez interview, very interesting, talking about the difference between the Portuguese First Division, differences between Major League Soccer and in Argentina. I think pretty interesting there that he also mentioned in that interview that he's there to bring a pause to the Dynamo. And what I think he meant by that is because the Dynamo is so up-tempo and so direct sometimes with Elise Kyoto and Minotas that he's able to put his foot on the ball, calm the game down, and that's what's needed when you're managing out leads on the road as well. And we've heard Wilmer Cabrera talk about increasing and improving the possession game this year with the Houston Dynamo. So some very telling comments there. He did say this is the easiest interview he's ever done, which, again, reminds us that here in the United States, we need real healthy pressure for the game to rise. But I think he was talking a little bit more about people asking him about his personal life and things that were non-soccer related. We keep it soccer here. All right, stay with me. When we come back, we've got a great interview. We got Savannah Jordan in studio. We're on Facebook. Get over to Soccer Matters. You can see the interview live and kind of what's going on in studio. I got some of these to give away. So we'll take that break right now. As we head to break, remind you of the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. Bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, doesn't matter what type of accident, they are there to serve you. They'll work 24-7 for you. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. So right now, sixth caller at 713-780-3776. Sixth caller gets a pair of tickets. Houston Dash, Chicago Red Stars, Sunday, 4 o'clock. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5.